which squares across the Czech Republic to mark the anniversary of the end of World War II. Since the fall of communism, a particular effort has been made to remember the Czechs and Slovaks who fought in the British armed forces, whose role was long neglected by the communist regime. Recently rediscovered recordings offer a unique and highly atmospheric insight into the life of the Czechoslovak RAF pilots. David Vaughan has more.
Pilots of Czechoslovakia.
A couple of years ago, someone at the Czech Foreign Ministry stumbled upon a large trunk. It turned out to contain more than 700 old gramophone records. It was clear from the labels on some of them that the recordings were made in Britain during the Second World War, but nobody was quite sure what they were. How they came to be at the ministry remains a mystery to this day. The recordings, most of which are in excellent condition, were eventually transferred to our own archives here at Czech Radio. Our sound archivist, Miloslav Turek, is now busy sorting them out, and it turns out that they are a very exciting find. It had long been thought that the wartime broadcasts made by the Czechoslovak government in exile, independently of the BBC's own Czechoslovak service, had nearly all been lost. But it turns out that they are preserved on dozens of the records found in the ministry. On top of this, there are numerous BBC recordings, including a number of fascinating propaganda broadcasts in English about the contribution to the war effort being made by the Czechs and Slovaks serving in Britain's armed forces. For the rest of this programme, I'm going to play you the whole of one of these broadcasts, not heard for nearly 70 years. It's a dramatised documentary, A Day in the Life of Czechoslovak Pilots in 1943. The fact that the narrator is American makes me think that it could well have been originally intended for audiences in the United States. The scenes are clearly staged, and there is no attempt to pretend that this is anything other than propaganda, but the atmosphere is authentic, and the pilots' voices are real enough.
Pilots of Czechoslovakia. That is a song sung in a foreign land, a song written in Czechoslovakia before the war and played now in England. The men who are singing to you are men who have escaped from their own country and are now serving in Britain in the great Allied air offensive against Germany. Men of the 1st Czech Fighter Squadron. The pilot's room is a hut on the edge of the airfield. Before the door, there are flower beds where they have created in flowers and earth and gravel a map of Czechoslovakia, symbol of a united loyalty. Come inside. Some are playing chess on a camp bed. Under the table, nose on paws, eye cocked on his master, Dragon, the Alsatian, keeps watch. Music and chess, occupations of the waiting hours. Enter the room some other time. The game of chess rests half finished on the bed. The pilots, ready dressed for action, are listening to the commander's instructions before the start of an offensive sweep over France.
Kurz domu je modrá 2. Tak to je všecko. Start na rozkaz operačního sálu, až budou bombardéři připraveni.
The plans are fixed and everyone's ready.
Zádi a všichni na úrovni domu. A čumte dozadu. Tak, teď si dejte věci do mašin.
Yes, all right. Pane kapitáne, hlásím, první má startovat za 5 minut.
Tak, Clarence,
the squadron is to take off in 5 minutes. And off they go with Dragon leading the way. The pilots hasten to their different aircraft. Here's the squadron commander.
Ano.
Dobrý, zavřetelně, prosím.
Děkuju. Všechno v pořádku.
Dobrý, všechno v pořádku, můžete jít k baterii.
Děkuju.
Posvěďte si. Nazovat.
Just strapped into his plane and ready to start.
Contact.
Contact. The job's begun. Another moment and the engine starts. And away he taxis out onto the field. One after the other, the machines move up to the takeoff in order. As soon as everything's set, the commander raises his hand. The flight commanders answer him, and away they go. As they circle the airfield, they are joined by other squadrons. And then the whole formation flies off toward a neighboring airfield where the bombers are taking off. They take their place in the formation, and already we see them as small points on the horizon disappearing in the direction of France. How does it seem to them out there?
We have left the coast and dropped to sea level. The sun marks the shadow of our formation on the water, sweeping forward, out to punish. We are flying right along the surface of the water, and the speed seems tremendous. We are close by the bombers, protected on the side, above, and behind by other fighters. I say to myself, today we are going to give it to those Huns again. Look, right ahead there, look, 3 destroyers, now for it. The commander of the bombers wheels to the right. We divide, each right to a different side, and the circus begins. Each aircraft comes in from a different direction. There go the guns, flashing on the decks below. With so many points of attack, they don't know where to shoot first. Anyhow, they don't hit us. You get the commander's bridge, the anti-aircraft defenses into your sight, and you fire. And now the bombers are dropping their eggs. One of the destroyers receives a direct hit from two bombs. Our whole formation turns.
Okay, serve it. Just touch it. Just a hug.
Enemy ahead! We're after them! Again, the radio telephone speaks and the whole formation turns back towards England. Once again, the shadow of the aircraft streaks across the sea. Ahead, the white cliffs rise above the water, nearer and nearer. There is no further need for strict silence. Our wireless is a means for exchanging congratulations.
Haló, veriteli, natáhni to oku. My si tady brousili odtasí od telegraf štangle. Byl jednou jeden metoušek a už ho víc není. Dneska to na tom moři tak házelo, že se mi toho blejka
Here they come. Mechanics, armorers, electricians, and equipment engineers, they're all waiting in their places to carry out an immediate examination of the aircraft. The intelligence officer is impatiently walking round the pilot's hut with the forms under his arm which are going to carry the reports of the fighting. The beautiful formation of 12 Spitfires breaks up into pairs and lands. Mechanics, armorers, electricians, hurry to meet them.
Všechno v pořádku, pane kapitáne.
No, je to dobré. Trochu to přece po 2000. Bude to už brzy potřebovat vyměnit svíčky.
Ano.
Dragons nearby too,
dobře,
waiting to greet them.
Dobře, dneska mě ta artilérie střílela pěkně. Protáhněte to, půjdeme asi znovu.
Radio okay, sir?
Yes, okay. Thank
you, sir. The pilots climb out and go to the pilot's room. And the interrogation follows. The news is excellent, but even while it's being discussed, the telephone rings.
Vlastním, že skvadrona má být připravena za hodinu k ofenzivní operaci nad Francií. Detaily máte obdržet v operaci.
Orders for another offensive operation in half an hour's time.
OK. Piloti, jeďte honem na oběd. Zpátky vás tu chci mít ve 2:45. Vrchní mechanik.
Prosím, pane kapitáne.
Mašiny v hotovosti za 20 minut 2. Děkuji.
Ano, pane kapitáne.
With Dragon leading the way, the pilots leave the hut for a hurried lunch. And when they return, a little time later, they climb into their Spitfires again, ready to face the enemy a second time. Good luck to them. Good hunting, pilots of Czechoslovakia.
Many thanks to David Vaughan. This is